This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where are we going? Jeffrey Jackson, our intrepid reporter, standing strong for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We're going to talk about the Gates Foundation in India. Did he really get kicked out? And if so, what does that mean and where does he end up? Hopefully, as I said, not here. Super D making it sound so good, heading into the Valentine's Day weekend. We had so much fun with our Freshman Friday number two. We are doing number two, I mean. Wait, that doesn't sound right. We did number one, now we're doing number
two.
That
was before we started recording.
No, that's all right. No, I mean, look, we all have to do number one and number two. That's part of the detoxification process, isn't it?
Should we play the coffee enema theme right now? I'm not sure.
That might be appropriate. No, I don't know. We'll just go in with it. Hey, rolling into the weekend here, robertscottbell.com. Remember, that is the website. There's also, I think, Captain Morgan, you're back, and you've hidden the dogs from the cats, so you know they won't be angry this hour. The idea of going to the website, you continue to evolve the interrelationship between our listening audience, those that visit us, and you want them to do something when they show up.
Well, I would humbly ask that for the sake of continuing to connect with your audience, it would be great if you signed up for the emails on there, and we really do not send them out too often, but I would like to start sending kind of a more regular recap of what we've been talking about with maybe features of the different guests. If we have some cool discounts for you on some of the products that we have, we want to get that out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you guys to respond too, because this show is to help you feel empowered to heal. So the more back and forth we get, the better we can craft our topics and how we're spending the time on the air. So
beautiful, beautiful. So please do sign up for email alerts, robertscottbell.com. Cap Morgan is furiously upgrading things behind the scenes. And if you've seen visually, the website looks a lot better than it used to, and it's more functional than ever. The archive page, Super Don keeps that going too. That links up to our SoundCloud. In addition, of course, to all our broadcast affiliates around the country, we appreciate all of y'all. And remember, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, wherever you listen, I don't mind, but the SoundCloud's pretty easy, and so is GCN. Also, our friends at UK Health Radio do a great job of getting this message out. And yes, you all love liberty there too. I know it because we hear from you a lot, and we appreciate our British, not subjects, British sovereigns. I know that might be, I don't know if I'll get kicked off the airwaves now that I've said that, because they're the queen of sovereigns.
Subjects of the crown.
Right. We don't want to play that game. We're all about health, freedom, and healing liberty. You don't have to ask permission where none is required, and on this show, it's never required. So we left off last hour. We were talking a little bit about Valentine's Day with our Freshman Friday theme, and you know, posing the question about taking the holiday, and I brought up the issue of your body, your liver in particular, is not able to take a holiday. If it does, you're in big trouble. So is it a question of what can we do, since this is the theme of detox this month, or where would you like to take that, Captain?
Well, I think the question is, I was trying to come up with a clever segue between holidays and detoxing, and I don't know that I made it, but if you are going on one of those super trendy juice cleanses, or a friend of mine just did like a 24-hour fast, the idea is to clean the body and give it a break all at once. But if you're doing it a little bit every day, do you still need that holiday? If you're, you know, or how many times a year should you plan like a quarterly detox to give your body a break? How do you know whether or not that's what you need?
Sure. And again, you always bring it. You bring it. Those questions are awesome. And the idea of taking a break, it kind of insinuates that your body needs a break. Well, I mean, certainly if you're a high-level athlete and you're in training for the Olympics, you know, even they have a pattern of intense workouts and then a break for regeneration and recovery. So it's a valid question, although, as I said, the organs of elimination, or let's just say, hey, your organs that breathe, the lungs, they're not supposed to take a break. If they do, you're done. You need that oxygen exchange, CO2 exchange. Now, can you slow it down? Certainly. Yeah, by reducing the burden, by doing those contemplative, meditative, prayerful times every day. But think about the fast, for instance. The fast can be very hard on a system that is not prepared to do it. So I'll often say to folks, try it once a week. You know, maybe you're in a pattern of eating three meals a day on schedule every day, and maybe on a Friday, or you pick the day, you say, okay, today I'm going to skip one of those meals, see how I do. And you know, this is kind of intermittent fasting. We talk about it. Now, it was very difficult for me to do that early on because I was so, as I learned later, deficient in the mineral chromium. So those of you who have difficulty fasting even for one meal, you'll recognize that, I hope by now, as a chromium deficiency. So getting that 100 micrograms in three times a day is going to play really well for your ability to make it through a fast, even if it's a partial fast. Because maybe you do a juice fast one day, you know, or a smoothie, you know, you're doing protein powders or something that's organic and clean, hopefully. But you're taking out of the equation eating a little bit. And I used to do once a week, religiously, if you will, where I would fast for 24 hours once a week. And it became relatively easy to do that. Now I go half a day easily without eating, not because I'm intending not to eat, just because I'm busy doing stuff and I'm not hungry. And that's because of the mineral-rich body that I have now relative to what it was. The idea, though, is it's a discipline. I think bigger than even the impact on the body is ultimately it's a spiritual discipline. And it, you know what? It, you know what's harder to do, Cap Morgan, than not eating?
I can't imagine anything.
Okay, that's not fair. Try doing a spiritual fast. And what I mean by that is, on that one day you would normally physically fast and you find it too difficult, you'll say, okay, this day I'm going to keep my conscious mind, my consciousness focused on love or Jesus or something that brings you inspiration and that flows that love and gratitude. Anytime you find your mind drifting, you come back to that for a day. This is your goal all day. And you'll find that's probably a lot harder to do than not eating because the mind is a, boy, it's a squirrely thing. And when you start focusing on that, you'll find out how out of control it is. But if you can discipline the mind, the body is relatively easy in if you compare the two. But if you have no minerals like chromium, of course, you're going to find it very difficult to discipline the body in terms of a fast. I don't know if this is helping, but this is kind of what's flowing through me right now to communicate.
Well, we don't want to break up your flow, yo. But, no, I do think that's helpful. Where would you start with kind of understanding what your body might be lacking nutritionally that it might need? Because, well, I get what you're saying. I can actually, I mean, as much as I love to eat, I can go a pretty long time without eating as long as I've been taking all of my kind of nutrition and supplements and things like that. And I do notice a big difference.
Well, and yeah, that is a telltale sign. These are the symptoms your body gives you. If you're not disastrously hungry or hypoglycemic and headachy and all those things, because that's another aspect. When you first start fasting, a headache is often a very common response. And part of it is you're now telling your body to burn things that it has stored, but also you're having to deal with the metabolites, the metabolic waste, more efficiently, and your body is throwing it out. The liver, kidneys are going, wait a second, I'm not used to this. And so you can have these things circulating through your body, and that can create a headache as well. So I would also encourage, if you do these fasts, food fasts, that you maintain adequate hydration levels. You can almost utilize water differently, and preferably the molecular hydrogen in the water. That can make a transformation, because as you're cleansing and detoxing, the hydrogen will bind with the hydroxyl radicals, so it'll make it easier for you to not suffer so much or at all in the process of teaching your body, training your body. It's not like training your body who's boss, in a sense, because the cells are sort of the boss, but you're working with them to give them the opportunity to be what they're designed by God to be.
Yeah.
Now I've
so, Captain should Morgan. I Should we recommend now that the gentleman listening should offer chromium to their Valentines rather than that box of chocolates?
Yeah, either that or stuff a chromium in each box or each chocolate.
Each you know? Little nougat center.
Right? You know, I do that. I've talked about that for a long time. It's not horrible to have a treat. And chocolate can be good for you because it has some very amazing properties if it's not, you know, with hydrogenated oil and loaded with refined sugar. But the idea, of course, in utilizing any form of easy access sugar is that your body needs the chromium to deliver it into and out of the cells efficiently so you don't suffer in even a diabetic direction or a hypoglycemic manifestation. So, yeah, I think chromium would be a great Valentine's gift. I agree.
You know, they actually were talking on the radio this morning about a survey, what your gift on Valentine's Day says about your relationship. Mm-hmm. And if you gave somebody a box of chocolates, you were saying, I don't really care what you look like, or it's obvious that you don't really care, so here.
Eat up, there's more of you to love.
Eat all the chocolates, it doesn't matter.
Right. Super D, you get that. So, you know, the idea is when it's love, it's not all physical, right? When the love goes all the way.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's much, much bigger, much more, much deeper than that.
Right, exactly.
Why did you single Super D out? He's an attractive gentleman.
No, we've had these discussions on the air. He's been, you know, it's like I said, the idea that, you know, that's another thing about Valentine's Day, the idealized version, according to the media, of what is beauty, right? And I think that can be problematic, especially for girls, but boys included, about what their self-worth is based on a body image. But we come back to what we mentioned earlier, like what the Doc of Detox talks about. Do you love yourself enough to give yourself the best? Now, granted, most people in America and the West do not know what the best is. They think food is food is food is food is food, whether it's got glyphosate and Monsanto's GMOs or not. And we have to alter that perspective so that, you know, their life will manifest differently, their health will manifest differently, because they'll make better choices, because they'll realize perhaps for the first time that it matters, the choices they make.
I really think that, not to get uber spiritual here, but I really think one of the biggest barriers to my own healing has been just not feeling like I truly deserved it at the expense of, you know, the time, the money, the energy that it takes to get yourself healthy when you're in an unhealthy place.
Yeah. Well, just to balance out the uber spirituality, we'll give you a spiritual lift. How's that? All right, folks, we got to take a break here. Great Freshman Fridays, as always, Captain Morgan. Love you dearly and appreciate you so much for helping us get this message out to the world, because I perceive it's desperately needed, and I certainly need it. That's why I love doing it, along with Super D.
Thank you, guys, and happy Valentine's Day to one and all.
Happy V-Day. All right, tomorrow we'll be taking a day off. We'll be back Sunday. But right now, Jeffrey Jackson is standing by. If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heading into the Valentine's Day weekend, and our intrepid reporter covering things like no one else in broadcast media on the, I guess, with the written word. Is it still written or is it typed? Jeffrey Jackson, welcome back, my friend.
Well, hey, how are you doing? Great to be back. It's written, but I think we are switching to a more of a multimedia platform as far as getting the independent truth out, voice. I mean, pretty much anything under the sun now. Voice, video, whatever you can get out there.
Yeah, do you have your, like, intrepid reporter pencil and paper and pad and you write things down, or does it go right into the keyboard?
It goes right into the keyboard. I can write faster. My thoughts flow better when I have a hand on a keyboard. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but, I remember cursive.
Yeah, that's good. So. I suck at cursive now. I'm so out of practice. It's like amazing. I can sign my name, even that's illegible, but we give it our best shot. But the spoken word, we got that down. And I love talking to you, Jeffrey. The work that you're doing is just so important. Glad you're out there with us all. And today, you know, I think a Valentine's Day gift to the people of India is that Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation has been booted out. Is that true? Is that just a rumor?
That is true. The Economic Times of India has reported that, and much like Ireland, mainstream media, the Economic Times of India has been reporting on the Gates Foundation, blowing the whistle on it every step of the way, which is really great to see coming from independent reporting, because, as you know, the U.S. media completely shut down, completely blacklisting all information when it comes to pharmaceutical companies. So the Gates Foundation, a lot of people may remember in 2009 that they started HPV vaccination trials on the girls from age 9 to 12 out there. I'm sorry, 9 to 15 Well, what happened after that, they halted those in 2010 because of a severe adverse reaction, and the Supreme Court got involved, dragged out a Supreme Court case against the Gates Foundation for 5 years. And I guess the India Health Ministry just had enough of the shenanigans, so they booted them out. They have till February 28th to get out, to exit the affairs of India's health and the government's health programs. And that's
official. Skedaddle, or we'll put turmeric in your eyes.
Well, some people may, now anybody out there listening, the very few people, maybe they're first tuning into your show and saying, well, isn't Bill Gates doing great things? Mr. GMO mosquito, Mr. 50 investing in GMO food and pesticides. Well, all you have to do really is look up a 2010 TEDx talk by Bill Gates. And I don't know if this is a Freudian slip, but he shows, he says there's 6.8, quote, there's 6.8 billion people in the world. And if we do a really good job with vaccines and reproductive health, we could bring that number down by 15% to 20%. So no one really, you know, any investigative journalist worth their salt would have said, hey, wait a minute, what do you mean by that? Mm-hmm. Why don't you go into that a little more? Why are we trying to bring down the population by 15% with new vaccines? So with the case with India, what was happening was they're using Gardasil and Cervarix, which were just at the time they started doing these trials in India, they were just approved. So the Gates Foundation was acting as they were implementing the phase 3 trials on larger populations for the pharmaceutical companies who sit on the foundation's board. So basically, this was just a large vaccine trial given by the Gates Foundation. That's what was going on here. And that's why all the adverse reactions, and hence the Supreme Court, and they stopped. And that's why they stopped that in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, they're still in there. The Gates Foundation was still in there trying to push these vaccines, pushing the flu vaccines, the pneumococcal vaccines. And India said, we have enough. We've had enough. We're done.
Now, the results of the HPV vaccine we've reported on for many years here, our friends at SaneVax also keeping up with the adverse events, including infertility, a big one, in addition to paralysis and some deaths. If your desired goal is to reduce world population, one of the targeted ways you can do that is by turning girls that would formerly be able to have children, be unable to have children. And how do you target them? Prepubescent or pubescent, at that point they never get the start. And, you know, some people say, well, that's a nefarious scheme. That's not real. That doesn't happen. But there are globalists with an agenda of population reduction and control. But, of course, only of the most undesirables. Who are those, according to the globalists, the elitists like Gates? Well, look at what they've done in India.
Yeah, in fact, there's a group in India. It's a Delhi-based group working on women's health issues called SAMA, S-A-M-A. And they were some of the people that were actually on the ground that became whistleblowers saying, look, these parents aren't given informed consent. These girls are being damaged by these vaccines. There's actually 7 deaths as well.
Ooh, wait, hold that thought. We got to take a break here. Jeffrey Jackson is with us. You can find him. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We'll tell you more about this story about the Gates Foundation being booted unceremoniously out of India and how maybe we can do that here in America as well. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered 2 strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, heading into Valentine's Day weekend, you know a good Valentine would be to tell all your friends about Jeffrey Jackson and the great reporting that he's doing. And, of course, always glad to have him on board here at robertscottbell.com. Links as well to jeffreyjackson.com. If you're not sure how to spell it, it's JeffreyJackson. .com. All right, that'll get you there. Now, we're talking about this booting out of the Gates Foundation out of India. My concern, of course, is, well, does he now retrench and say, well, that means I've got more energy and money to spend elsewhere, and where will he go? And I don't want him to do more in America. We're already so over-vaccinated as a population. We have, the highest infant mortality rate of the industrialized world.
Yes. It doesn't seem like money is a motivating factor for Mr. Gates. Forbes just ran an article and said his net worth is $84 billion, and since 2009, he's increased that by 11% every year. So it doesn't seem like his foundation is really, all that money he's given away, for some reason, doesn't really handicap his net worth. So they're going to always find another way in somewhere, and Africa seems to be the big target now. So if they're getting booted out of India, the other, India and Africa, where they're two big, kind of, I call the beachheads in my article, they're two big beachheads where they can use the, they can use their influence pharmaceutical companies and do their testing or whatever nefarious stuff they're doing in there. We've talked about this before on the show. There's the pandemic and the epidemic outbreaks, and the Gates Foundation has been involved in that as well. And we see Obama signing the CDC order of quarantining the last day of his administration. So there's a lot of chatter going on. I continually, as I'm reading these vaccine articles, I'm doing my research, there's continual paths that keep leading back to, well, if there's an epidemic, we're going to have to suspend rights, we're going to have to force a vaccinate, blah, 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 quarantine. So the Gates Foundation is now part of something called the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI. So their mission statement is to stop future epidemics by developing new vaccines for a safer world. So that's where my targets are right now. But there's an awakening, and the good news about this is when I shared this article, this Gates vaccine article, about them getting booted out of India, the response of the media, I shared it in the evening, and when I woke up in the morning, there was 8,000-9,000 people had already read it overnight. So people understand, I believe, what's going on, or they're definitely waking up more, and people are also realizing whether it's your child's school or a college, these places are being used for outlets to push pharmaceutical drugs. They're being used as dispensaries, essentially. So colleges, you're seeing, John Rappaport wrote a great article on it, colleges, you're seeing more psychiatric drugs being pushed, and in the schools, like in California, you're seeing mandatory vaccination. I would urge everyone to get over to the National Vaccine Information Center advocacy portal if you're in the U.S., and they're tracking the legislation, and in 2017, they're already tracking 103 new vaccine-related bills across 30 states, and that's a big deal. So there's a full-on push right now, and we can stop this. We can stop it. We've stopped it in many states so far. It seems like the vaccine agenda is where the rubber meets the road, so for the pharmaceutical companies and the control. So I want to urge everyone out there listening to just pay attention to that and get involved in your local level and your state level and also in your school boards.
Well, and continue to support independent research and reporting as we are journalists here in our own right to cover subjects that the mainstream media is loath to cover. If they acknowledge it, which occasionally they do, it's completely disconnected from total reality. And we were talking before I brought you on today on the break about some of these old stories. This bugs Super Don to no end because people will share stories indiscriminately on social media networks, and a lot of times the stories could be a year old or 5 years old. Now, I'm not so opposed to that, except if you misrepresent that it's like a new story. But you look at some of these things, and they're actually quite telling, right? There was a story we were going to talk about out of England that was a year old, and it was about a school suspending vaccines after a number of students started collapsing, you know, after the shots. And this was covered by the Daily Mail, in fact. And I look at that and I go, okay, it's over a year old, no problem. But what did it say? Well, about 10 to 15 students were just, they were dropping like flies. So they said, okay, send out a message to the parents. We're not going to do this vaccine. We're recalling it, or we're going to send it back. NHS will figure it out. And pay attention just in case there are other health complications. Okay, but it's a self-contained story. The question I have is, did they do a follow-up? Is there a story about what happened? Did they find that these were a contaminated batch, or were they just a normal batch and they just spirited it away like it never happened again? And what we tend to find, Jeffrey, is that they'll cover a story that they have to cover because too many people know about it to ignore it becomes so obvious, but then they never go back to it and explain what actually happened.
Right, exactly. And that's your mainstream media for you. So yeah, I definitely recommend everyone pay attention to the independent media and support them, listen to them, share their articles. if there was any mainstream journalism that was still available, they would have gotten a hold of, or not even mainstream journalism, mainstream medicine or any type of legal action from the school, they would have gotten a hold of one of those vaccines and traced, not only tested it for contaminants, looked at all the contaminants in it and all the pieces and traced back the chain of custody for every one of those components.
Right.
Back to the labs, test the labs. And these are big deals. This is happening everywhere. This has happened in, like I mentioned earlier, in Ireland. I was covering a story from Colombia where there's actually video of the kids going, the girls. It's horrific video of girls going into convulsions. 10, 15 girls all at once that all got the HPV vaccine. And the parents actually surrounded the school and shut it down until they got answers. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to happen if this keeps happening. I mean, if they start pushing this to the school, teachers out there, you think your job is difficult now, just wait till you have to start dealing with parents that have vaccine-injured children from the shots that are being pushed in your classrooms or by your school board. Oh, boy.
By the way, folks, if you're listening on UK Health Radio, if this has happened again or if you got any word on it, because we're here broadcasting typically in the States, we'd love to hear from you. I know we got a lot of listeners on UK Health Radio. That article a year ago appeared in January about that. Was there any follow-up? I'd like to know. And, of course, you want to be at the ready, too, with let me just call it vaccinosis remedies. These are things that address homeopathic remedies that address the adverse events from vaccines. Most commonly, we know of Thuja occidentalis and Cilicia. Those are not the only ones to use, and there are vaccinosis remedies King Bio has as well. So we want to give you a heads up, too, if your children are inadvertently vaccinated or, as they say over there, jabbed, and this happens. But remember, it's like a Russian roulette game with the bullet always going in. It just explodes at different times in different ways for different children or people. There is no way to get out of it unscathed, even though they could say, well, most people don't have that adverse event happening. Well, it depends on how you define it as well. Chronic diseases, autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc., years down the road, never studied for direct connection, even though observationally, as a homeopath, I've seen it, and many doctors around the world have seen and reported on it, but they've been wakefielded in the mix because to actually acknowledge what you see with your own two eyes goes against the third rail of medical politics. Vaccination is a sacrament in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism.
And for you UK listeners that think this might be something, an issue across the pond that we Americans are dealing with, I recommend everyone go to, there's a February 2nd article from the Mirror, mirror.co.uk, and the title is Judge Rules Local Authority Can Forcibly Vaccinate Baby Boy Despite His Mother's Objection. So you're getting legal precedent over there in your courts, and it's only going to be a matter of time they're going to find a weak point to get in there. And a real brief overview of that story was the boy's mother didn't want her child to be vaccinated because her older children suffered bad reactions from the vaccines, and the court said, no, your child's going to get that too. So this is something that's going to affect us all globally and will ignite us. It is uniting us all globally. I know the vax team over there is there right now, and they were having some issues, just like they did in New York with showing the film over there. It was trying to be censored. So mm-hmm. The people rose up, and as they say in Australia, Bob's your uncle. It's playing over there now. So this is good news. Everyone's anti-censorship.
Yeah, well, keep trying to censor the movie Vaxxed or any messages that go contrary to Bill Gates Foundation's belief that this is a sacrament from God. It is not. In many ways, you could say align it more with a devilish manifestation based on the outcome of what these shots are doing to these innocent babies. Now, on the Gates Foundation being booted out of India, you said the business newspaper there covered it. Has there been any coverage in mainstream news sources around the world? Because this would seem to be a huge story. I mean, you know, it's a country of a billion people, I believe, and to have this happen is not a small potato back of the newspaper kind of story.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. When I posted the article, I had about four or five comments from my regular readers saying, is this fake news? And, of course, I took that as an insult because I would never publish anything, nor would you talk about anything on the radio that's not verified. That's just the nature of what we do, because what we have is our integrity, and we don't need to worry about clickbait as much as the mainstream media. So Reuters released it days after the Economic Times of India. So it was about 48 hours afterwards. But as far as the U.S. media, nothing. I found nothing. And in fact, I had to quote the sources from the Economic Times and send these people the links, because I was the only article beyond the Economic Times that reported on it. So everyone thought it was fake news.
Right. No, exactly. And, you know, this is the thing. We've urged our listeners and those that follow along in the social media and retweet things or share stories. Always go back, look at the source, and particularly look at the date as well, so you know that you're doing a fresh story. And if not, acknowledge it's an old story, but there's a purpose for retweeting or sharing it, because there's nothing wrong, like we pointed out, a story from a year ago in England. How does it play out today? Right? This is the thing. It's one thing for them to report on it, but the real reporters would then be digging deeper to say, hey, what was that chain of custody? What was the problem with this? Was it a batch, or is there a systemic problem with the vaccine delivery there in England at that school system? So this is the difference between real reporting, investigative journalism, and that which is, occasionally allowed to put out a truthful story based on an event, but never allow a connection to be made, right? This is what's called a limited hangout. And we've talked about that with John Rappaport over the years as well.
Yes. The other big news article, I'll go over this really quick.
Real quick, we're almost out of time, believe it or not.
Okay. An Italian study just came out, and they tested 44 samples, and 43 of them of vaccines were contaminated with metal components that aren't supposed to be in there. So look for that study. It's an Italian study. It's called New Quality Control Investigations on Vaccines.
Yes, and that should be front page around the world. We briefly covered it earlier in the week, and we're going to go dig deeper on it as well. And Jeffrey, if you got more on it, we'll get you back on. But we got to go. Happy Valentine's Day weekend, my friend.
All right. Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day to all the listeners. Talk to you soon.
All right. Vitamin L all the way around. Thank you, Jeffrey Jackson. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, thanks, Jeffrey Jackson. Now, on to Valentine's Day. Super Donna, we figured out what you're doing, aren't you? You're taking your loved ones to Tanzania for a special safari trip of some kind. Is that what I hear?
No, wasn't the plan, although that sounds interesting.
Sounds interesting. It's either that or go see John Wick 2 in the theaters. That looks pretty wild.
Yeah.
Like Keanu Reeves.
Go see a movie. There you go.
So there's an option. But, yeah, if you go to Tanzania, be sure that the translator, you can have a tour guide that translates for you, make sure that he either knows what you're saying or is willing to actually say what you're saying in that language and alter it.
Doesn't have a hidden agenda of some sort. Right.
Right. Now, it's kind of funny, but he got in trouble. But a tour guide at a Tanzanian game park arrested for wrongly translating a tourist's comments about the country and its people. I remember going to Ghana, and I was speaking to a group of French-speaking Ivory Coasters. They were in Ghana, and my friend, who's a practical joker, took my English and butchered it on purpose into French, and they were laughing, and I wasn't saying anything funny. I'm like, what are you saying? And it was just one of those moments. So I've experienced this, but apparently it was enough in this case to get the tour guide in big trouble. So here we go. The tourist says, "Hi, my visit to Tanzania has been beautiful, gorgeous. The people are fabulously wonderful and friendly. Greetings are always jambo." That's the Swahili equivalent of hello. "Happy to be here. The land is beautiful, beautiful. The animals are wonderful." So the guide says, "You Tanzanians complain, cry a lot about hunger. every day you cry about hunger when you have flowers at home. Why don't you boil the flowers and drink them? It is not good to cry and complain about hunger." That was not what she said.
Not even close. So here's this tourist saying all these wonderful, nice things about the Tanzanian people and the animals and stuff like that, and the guide is saying stuff like she's insulting them.
Right, here's another one. "The variety of animals," this is the tourist, "the variety of animals and people you see is incredible. Unlike anywhere else, it's just fabulous." So the local tour guide says, "You are asking your president to cook for you. Do you think your president is a cook? Can you get busy, even boil your clothing and eat?" What? I mean,
wow.
Unbelievable.
You know, and here's the thing, because the tourist has no idea what the guy's saying, right? So, you know, she's like saying these nice things.
She's gonna be in trouble.
And I'm sure she's looking at the people expecting, you know, like a nice reaction, you know, body language
they're
wise.
Stunned.
And they're probably looking at her like, you know, what the hell are you
doing? What
talking
are you doing
about?
Here? Let's arrest her. One more thing she tries. She says, it will be an experience to savor for all of your life. It is fantastic and beautiful and incredible and just unremarkable. The guide then translates and says, get busy in every corner of the country. The president can't leave the state house to cook for you. You have to cook for yourselves. Big trouble.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. This
now, dude, when I saw this, yeah, I instantly thought of, do you remember the movie Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls?
Yeah, that was the sequel to Pet Detective, and he ended up like in an African tribal situation, right?
Yes, he did, and he had this guy that was translating for him, and it's literally the same type of thing that happened right here.
All right, so give a listen to Ace Ventura. What did he say?
I represent the princess!
So he says he represents the princess, but what did he actually say?
The translator says, I am a princess.
So I represent the princess because I am a princess. Everybody laughs.
Yes,
at each other.
Yes.
All right, one more Ace Ventura clip here. Let's hear what Ace Ventura said, and then we'll get the translation from Superdon since we can't see the subheadings there.
War is hell. The last thing we want is a fight.
So, Ace Ventura doesn't want to fight. What did the guy say? What was the translation?
I want to fight. You can go to hell.
Be careful, people. When you go to a country, you don't speak the language. Make sure someone you know and loves you, that cares for you, is at least understanding what the translator is saying, or else you could end up in trouble. Or in the case of the Tanzanian translator, tourist guide, he could end up in trouble. So, anyway, practical joke. I don't know what that was, but I've been the butt of one of those. Thankfully, mine wasn't something that caused too much trouble, just a lot of laughter, which we do love here. And I wish you all the vitamin L and the laughter that goes with it. That's the other aspect of vitamin L. And a lot of gratitude for y'all. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day if you're going to celebrate it. In whatever way, even if it's to celebrate by yourself, to love yourself, that's worthwhile as anything, because without that, you can't really love anybody else. So that's the message, Super D. We're done for the day. Everybody, create a great weekend. The power to heal and love is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.